Today, I am joined by Keith Langley, the Family Placement Team Manager, Ian Herity, a Children with Disabilities Social Worker, and Tim Rees, a Short Breaks Foster Carer, to talk about Short Breaks, an initiative from the Children and Family Services Division of West Berkshire Council. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for giving up your time to speak to me today. Keith, could you give me an outline of what Short Breaks entails?
Sure. So Short Breaks is a specific type of foster care aimed specifically at children with disabilities. Where it differs slightly from mainstream fostering is that the type of care that we're looking to provide our children is what we call respite care. So what we're aiming to do is we're aiming to recruit foster carers who can provide one night, maybe two nights, you know, per month care for our children with disabilities. So it enables our children to experience an ongoing family environment when their parents may need a break from caring for them, but also it gives them the opportunity, I guess, to socialise as well with different families in the community.
Ian, what kind of additional needs might children who need short breaks have?
We work with children and young people under a broad umbrella of disabilities, and it can range from children with physical disabilities, what we call non-ambulant children and young people, so wheelchair users. That could be a child, for instance, with cerebral palsy. But also we work with children with learning difficulties, behaviour difficulties, autism. It could also include health and medical needs, children and young people that may be poorly or have a life-limiting condition, for instance, say a heart condition or a condition that requires feeding in a different way, perhaps through an NG tube or through a tube into the stomach. And those children can require sort of more complex care and around their actual sort of feeding and their care needs. So it is a broad umbrella, but it's right across the whole spectrum of disability. And disabilities, as we always say, are not always visual, and sometimes those are hidden. So it is quite a spectrum that we cover.
And how often would a foster carer be needed to provide a short break?
Ideally, monthly or six weekly, and it doesn't always have to be at weekend. It could also be during school holidays, half terms, those sorts of things. Any time that is convenient to the child, the young person and the family as well, that can slot into their sort of care arrangement.
Now, Tim, you are a Short Breaks foster carer yourself, I believe. What kind of background might a Short Breaks carer have?
That's an easy one to answer, because literally there's no requirements in terms of, you know, what your experience or what you do professionally. My background isn't in care at all. However, my wife is a nursery manager for a place that looks after children with additional needs as well. So she's got a lot of experience, whereas I don't. But actually, you know, together we work very well, and individually, you know, we can also care independently of one another.
Do you feel that there's a community of other foster carers with the Short Breaks scheme that you feel you can speak to other people who are doing the same thing?
Well, I guess this is the reason for this little push at the moment is that I think there's a lot more demand for what we do than is available. So actually, you know, myself and my wife, Abby, I think we're pretty unique within the West Berks area at the moment. So I would say, yes, you know, you're given the opportunity to mingle with other foster carers, but specifically within the type of respite that we do at the moment, there's very few of us. So, yeah, that there isn't a lot of that, unfortunately, that takes place. But if you're successful today and we can get some more people involved, then I'm sure that would be a really good part of it as well.
Ian, I imagine the pandemic has had a bit of an impact on all of it. I was wondering if you could perhaps give our listeners a bit of an insight into how Short Breaks has been managed over the last year or two.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a difficult time for the entire nation, but I think especially for parents and carers of children with disabilities, I mean, we continue to visit many of the families throughout that period. And so on a weekly basis, was able to see some of the demands and the pressures that the pandemic added to what is already a very sort of demanding sort of lifestyle, really. 24% of parents and carers of children with disabilities provide over 100 hours per week care for their children. And that's the equivalent to 3 full-time jobs. And so the pandemic increased that pressure because many of the children weren't in school, and some of the social inclusion activities that they enjoy outside of the home weren't available. So the pressures on the families were immense, and many of the families that I've worked with have expressed that and really been under the cosh. Services were unable to be provided as frequently as they were because of the pandemic, because of the social distancing rules, and certainly before the vaccination program kicked in. And then this really did place some pressures on parents and carers. Things have fortunately been able to be more re-established in recent months, now that we seem to be coming, or certainly moving through this pandemic. But I think it's left a legacy, if you like, of extra pressure on these families. The purpose of short breaks really does have 2 functions. It gives the children and young people an opportunity to have a different care experience and a break outside of the home, but it allows those parents and carers to recharge their batteries, which the simple things that many of us take for granted, like grocery shopping. If you're the carer of a profoundly disabled child, you need somebody else to carry on that care whilst you might need 45 minutes to go to a supermarket. So respite is a real key function of short breaks. And it's something that many of the parents and carers over this awful pandemic have really struggled and suffered with.
Tim, could you perhaps explain what you've got out of participating in short breaks and caring for children?
For us, I think it's a really good opportunity to give something back, and you feel good about yourselves doing that. And it's a very rewarding experience. Seeing, you know, some of the families that we provided respite for, quite often they really, really do need that respite. They don't get a break 24/7, and just to have one night off means the world to them. So to be able to provide that is really rewarding for us. The other side of it is we have 3 children of our own, and for them it's a really good opportunity as well to sort of learn about children with additional needs, and to instill a little bit of variety, I guess, in terms of the children and the other families that they're exposed to. And for us, it's always been a pleasure to have children come and stay with us, and our own children have always been really inquisitive and interested and interacting with the children. So it's really good learning and character building for them as well. So that the whole kind of experience for us is been nothing but rewarding.
So an enriching and helpful experience for everyone involved. Finally, Keith, I'm sure a lot of people listening will have been really interested to hear about all of this. How might we find out more about short breaks? Is there somewhere we can find information, or perhaps an event people can attend?
Sure. I guess in the first instance, we have a very responsive group of social workers and staff in the family placement team. So if people want to pick up the phone and speak to someone, there'll be someone on the other end of the phone. That's 01635 503155, and that's the West Berkshire family placement team number. We are also running some information evenings specifically on short breaks care, which will be run via Zoom. So if people are interested, our next evening will be Tuesday the 7th of December, and that's starting at 6 p.m. and it's an hour-long session. People want to express an interest, either give us a call on the number that I just mentioned, or you can email us at fostering@westbarts.gov.uk.
Thank you so much. A desperately needed and very important initiative that hopefully a lot of people will be prompted to get involved with after this interview. Thank you so much for speaking to me today. I really appreciate it. And it's been fantastic to hear about all you do through your work. That was Keith Langley, Ian Herity, and Tim Rees from Short Breaks Foster Care from the West Berkshire Council.